Again, Edmund Capon, Sydney, Australia.
The general, let's talk about the general, because he is definitely the most distinguished of all the figures. There are very few of them. He is the biggest. Generals are bigger, they're better fed than anybody else. They are not at the front of the army, at the back of the army. You know, generals don't, they let everybody else do the fighting. They stand behind, keep an eye on things, and keep out of harm's way. They have greater bulk. They are just a bit taller, and they are tall. I think, on the whole, most of these figures were slightly more than life size. Figure of the generals, well over 6 feet high. I don't think, people in 3rd century BC China were that tall. But the figure of the general is dominated by his bulk, by the finish of his armour and the little tassels, which are a sign of his, rank, and above all by the stern demeanour of his face, the expression. Got authority and resolution inscribed into that expression. The eyes are very stern. He's got quite a distinctive headdress. It's all these little details, and there's a complete sense of hierarchy there. Compare, for example, if you could, the face of the general with the face of one of the other figures lower down the echelon, so to speak. The general's face is absolutely the image of power and authority. There was a very clear resolve to describe hierarchy and positions and roles, and in that sense alone, very much a reflection of reality. You've got an army, you've got commanders, you've got officials, you've got generals, and you've got the footmen.
For a summary of the headgear and the hairstyles of the warriors, press the green button. Select the red button to explore the individuality of the faces of the warriors with Edmund Capon, Eugene Wong, Harvard University.